Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, already in progress.
So I asked the husband, he's sitting right there, I says, do you have any idea who your wife has unforgiveness toward? He said, oh, yeah, that's real simple. He said it was her first husband. He said her first husband said, you see them two biggest boys right there? I said, yes. He said, those two biggest ones, that was hers and his, whereas the two smaller ones are mine and hers. But he says, that second one, when it was born, he showed up at the hospital for just a few minutes and then told her he would never see her again. He didn't want kids. And so he left. He left her in the hospital with a baby and another one coming out, and he didn't never want to hear of her again. So she has held a bitter grudge against him all these years. Sounds like a good reason to hate somebody, doesn't it? But with God, it don't carry no weight. I said, ma'am, you've got to forgive this guy. You've got to forgive this guy. She said, no, I will never forgive him. I said, ma'am, this man has ruined your whole life up to now. And I said, I understand before I came over here, they told me you'd already been to the doctor and had a hysterectomy because of the pains you have in your body, and the hysterectomy didn't help you a bit. I said, so the reason it didn't, it's a demon. You got a demon in your body, and we got to cast him out, kick him out. That's why you're going to get healed. I said, the Lord just told me that you have an unforgiveness towards somebody, and your husband just told me it's your first husband, that you hate him. She said, I do. I hate him with all my heart. I said, ma'am, you have got to forgive him. No. I said, you've got to, or he's going to continue to have this problem, this control over you forever. I said, ma'am, just repeat after me. I, Joanne, forgive so-and-so, Robert Bob, from my heart, and I promise to forgive him in Jesus' name. I finally drug that out of her. As soon as I got that out of her, I said, now then, you devil. You've heard her confess her sin with your own ears. You have no longer legal right to her. I demand and command you to come out of her and leave her right now in Jesus' name. And that devil, he left just like that. Her head swung up like that. She looked at me and I said, ma'am, her eyes just lit up. I said, ma'am, what you need now is Jesus. Yes, I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. This woman's the one a few minutes ago was trying to knock me out when I said Jesus. But you find out that the devil was blinding her mind. I kicked that devil out. I said, now then, all you need to do is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. She did that. I said, now the scripture says, these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, I shall cast out demons. So I said, I've just cast that demon out. And now it says, I shall lay hands on the sick and they shall get well. So I said, ma'am, I just reached over and touched her. I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. That woman jumped up. She grabbed me. She kissed me on the cheek. Told me how much she loved me. This woman trying to kill me a few minutes ago. I mean, you see the difference when the demon ain't there? I mean, it makes all the difference in the world. I learned a lot of things that day. I mean, a lot of things about the kingdom of God and how it works. And after we got her saved, after we got her healed, got her pain out of her back and everything, we got the demons all out. We went away, and that Baptist preacher that took me over there as we were walking out to the car, he said, Thurman, he said, if I'd give anything, if I had a camera, the video, what I saw today, he said, I've never seen anything like that in my life. He said, that was awesome. And I said, well, praise God, that's all I can say. You know, Jesus set that woman free. Well, the next day I called that man and I said, sir, we had such an awesome experience at your house yesterday. I just wondered, how's things going at your house between you and your wife and your boys? He said, Thurman, after you left, my wife said, you know, I want to go to the grocery store. Said, we hadn't been to the grocery store together in probably 4 or 5 weeks. She didn't want to get out of the house at all. So she said, let's go shopping. So I said, I loaded up the four boys and her and me, and we drove down to the grocery store and said, when we got home, all the boys got me in a room by myself and said, Daddy, we don't know who this woman is. This woman is not our mother. Said, mother has always been so mean. I mean, guess why she was mean? She had demons. But why did she have demons? Let's go to that scripture in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Let's look over that. that scripture here, as we have believed. Does that carry much weight, as we have believed? It carries all kinds of weight. What are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that you can have a demon? Are you going to believe that you have power over demons? Are you going to believe that you have power over sickness and disease? Because if you go by the Word says whatever we believe, that's what we're going to have. Is that what it said, Scott? So if I believe I can cast out a demon, I can do it. If I believe I can do things, as I believe, so shall it be done unto me. And then he says in verse 21 of Matthew 18, 21 says, then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? Now let me ask you a question before we go too far. Who do you know, including maybe yourself, you've ever known a person that forgave anybody seven times in one day? You know what we do? You know what we do? My wife messes up one time and she begs. I say, I forgive you. 30 minutes later, she does the same thing. I said, I told you never do that again. Now then, I'm not going to forgive you. I told you not to do that again. Is that the kind of the way some people work? Do we see knockdown dragouts in homes between husbands and wives because one won't forgive the other one? Maybe they forgive twice, but seven times? Do you know anybody that's I'm sorry, honey, I messed up. I do something a few minutes ago. She said, I told you not to do it. Honey, I'm sorry, I messed up. Do you know anybody that does that? Not many of us, is there? It's real easy to. But Jesus said to Peter, seven times. I mean, no, you're not to forgive seven times. He's going overboard. Do you know if we had in the church, just in the church, if everybody could hear this scripture and believe it and just be willing to forgive seven times, just seven times, how many divorces would we have in the church? Zero. There would never be one. There would never be a divorce if people learned just to forgive their mate for seven times. Just seven times. But see, Jesus didn't tell you seven times, did he?
No.
Wow. Let's see what he said. What he said is ridiculous. I mean, if you can't see somebody that can do this seven times, how do you think they're going to do what he says? Jesus said, so how much shall I forgive him? Seven times? Well, what does the next verse say? 22 says, Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but 70 times seven. Now, I ain't met that guy. Have you? That's 490 times. Scott, I run your mower off the tail of the truck and bend the fender.
I forgive you.
But see, you know the word. If I do it 489 times in a day, you're going to forgive me, right?
Yes, that's a lot of dents in the fender.
A lot of dents in the fender. But you know what the scripture says, and you know that you got to forgive or you're going to get a tormenting spirit.
Right.
And that could cost you much more than the... But you see what I mean? How many people have you ever met that really honors and really believes this book? Not very many, right? Very few. Now that if we get where we could, if of all the people that Cheryl and I and our prayer team deal with just in this church with divorces, if people would learn to just forgive up to seven times. Is that true?
Yeah.
If you forgive them seven times, would we ever have a problem?
No.
In one day. In other words, you got to remember, if you give them seven times a day and we start over in the morning, now you got a clean slate. You got to forgive another seven times tomorrow. That's not seven times for a lifetime. This is seven times a day this is talking about. Do what, Danny?
We had to forgive 490 times a day.
Oh, yeah, that you're right. I mean, the scripture does say 490, but I'm just saying if we could find somebody that would do it seven. If you would forgive seven times. I run Scott's mower off the tailgate and bend the fender seven times in one day. He's got to forgive me seven times. But it's going to take a real guy. Most guys, after you do it the second time, he's going to say, hey, Thurman, you run that thing off there one more time. I've told you run that one more time, I'm going to get you. Is that the way we do things? Sure, that's the way we do business. I mean, I've told you and told you and told you how to do that. Now pay attention. If you don't pay attention, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get a board a hold of your backside. See if I can. But that's the way we are. We don't forgive very well, do we? I mean, you know, you'd think if, I mean, I'm here to say that if we would find somebody, a couple, that could walk in love with each other and forgive just 3 or 4 times a day, if you had problems, that there would be no problem getting the problem resolved if you could just get a 3 or 4 time forgiveness. But 7, I never seen anybody go that far. But Jesus is absolutely out there in Lulu land. 490 times a day. You know, when you think about that, you think if Jesus told you to forgive up to 490 times a day, there must be a consequence to not doing that that's out of this world. Does that make sense? What could be the consequence of not forgiving 490 times? Is there a consequence? Most people don't believe there is. If they did believe if they did believe what the scripture says in the next few lines we're going to read, you would have no problem forgiving me if I run your tractor off the tailgate 400 times a day. If you knew what the rest of the scripture say, you'd have no problem doing that, would you, Scott? But you know what the scripture says. And your wife knows what the scripture says. And your children know what the scripture says. And you know the consequence. Well, so let's look at those consequences and see why Jesus could say, "For you must forgive them not 7 times, but 490 times. Okay, next verse, and let's look at it. Jesus said to him, I say unto you, first of all, it says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. Now, we're talking about the kingdom. This example he's going to give us is the kingdom of God on this earth that he's talking about. Next verse. And he said, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. That's the many, 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 many times I run Scott's mower off the deck. You know, and bent the fender on it over and over and over. Wow. 10,000 talents. Actually, that's in today's numbers, that is about $4 billion.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.